Vijayasutta is very clear. Step one is having Kayanamita friends. So all of us fulfill that because we are Kayanamitas. We have a lot of Kayanamita friends, Dhamma friends. Some are Dhamma friends with the Dhamma. Some are just Dhamma friends who walk the path of Dhamma. So he fulfilled step one, having Kayanamita friends or Kayanamitaship. Then step two is opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma. That we also have. That's why we have our classes, we have our website, we have all this sharing. We have our annual event, our annual spiritual activity and trips. You go and read up the website, everything is described there very clearly. So the recording, the audio file, the video file, the transcript, books, texts, notes, they are all there. And you really want to develop the understanding, you have to just listen to them attentively. So step two is opportune time to listen to the true Dhamma, which all Kayanamita has, because we have a lot of resources and material. We have a wide range of material and Dhamma resource to assist us. That's why the website that came out about 2+ years ago was very useful. 3+ years ago, and now just past 3 years ago, 3 years, 2 months, is very useful. So when you have this step two developed, you will be able to develop the first and second turning wisdom, the initial wisdom. And when you reflect and contemplate, you develop the second turning wisdom. First is to listen attentively. When you listen, the first turning wisdom, Sutamaya Panya, will arise. Then you put it into contemplation. You reflect on it. You inquire into it to stabilize the understanding so that the second turning wisdom arises, leading to Chintamaya Panya. So these two will give rise to the initial wisdom, which is step four. Then at the same time, when you listen to the Dhamma, then you develop the spiritual faculty. You can also investigate into the Dhamma that the Buddha has taught us. And when all these essential Dhamma, Dhammapadaverse, or stand up to investigation, you develop the faith in the Buddha and his teaching. And there is step three. So step three, leading to step four, which is the initial wisdom, will lead you to step five. That once the initial wisdom is there, you will not stir your mind and react to sense experience like before. You will have more and more moments of peace within the moment. Then your mindfulness starts to stabilize. You will have more and more space between thought. That's how your daily mindfulness stabilizes. So without a stable sati, you cannot stabilize your daily mindfulness. So to stabilize your sati, you need the initial wisdom. Yeah, at the moment of sense experience in the midst of life, without the initial wisdom, you will continuously stir your mind, react to sense experience. There is no way you can deal with life. Okay. So step four is a prerequisite for step five. So after you have developed step four, the initial wisdom will keep on prompting you at the moment of sense experience. Then you will be able to develop deeper and deeper understanding of the teaching, the Dhamma. Then you can cultivate better. That's how the sati stabilizes. Then after that, you develop understanding of the four types of clear comprehension. So sati leading to sati sampajana, which is step five, will arise. Once you hit step five, step six is automatic. You know, when your mindfulness has become so stable, sati sampajana with clear comprehension is so stable, then you can take care of your precept. You can keep your precept. And for those who can keep their precept, there will be sense restraint. That's why step six is sense restraint. Because by then, your mindfulness is so stable, your essential Dhamma is so stable, that you can understand what constitutes evil. What are the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion? Then how through mindfulness, you can see them. And when you can see them, you can apply the four types of right effort to abandon them, then to prevent them from arising. Then to cultivate the right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood that are still not in you. Then to refine upon them and perfect all this right thought, right speech, right action, and right mindfulness that you have cultivated through the third right effort. And that is the fourth right effort. So all this cultivation, you can do it. And when you can do it, means step 6 and step 7 will be there. Step 6 is sense restraint. Means you cannot break the precept anymore. Yeah, you have sense restraint. You can abandon the wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action, and wrong livelihood. Or you can prevent them from arising. Once you can prevent them from arising, how can you break the precept? That's why sense restraint is automatic, step 6. And when you are at step 6, you are at least a sotapanna. At least. That's why they stated, it's stated in the sutta, if you realize sotapannaship, you will not be born in the four woeful state because you cannot break the five precepts of the day. And the prerequisite to be an Arya is to have Dhamma friends following Vijaya Sutta. You can go and check. It's all stated in the sutta. So all these are very clear. Then after the sense restraint, because you have cultivated the third and the fourth right effort, you will be able to arise the three way of right conduct. Because third right effort is to cultivate the right speech, right action, and right thought, and right livelihood that are still not in you. Then after that, the fourth right effort is to refine upon all this right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood that you have already cultivated or developed and perfect them. That's why after that, you will be able to arise the three way of right conduct, which is step 7. If you can do that, you are at least a Sakadagami, second stage of sainthood. And to be a Sotapan, you have to realize the wisdom to sever the first three of the 10 fetters. And the first three are very simple. First one is Sakayaditi, self-delusion, followed by what they call ability to have faith, unshakable faith in the triple gem. Then there is no more self-delusion leading to right and ritual. So these three fetters will be severed. Then when you realize Sakadagamiship, you actually attenuated the fourth and the fifth fetters. The fourth fetters is sensual desire and ill will. It's the fourth and fifth is sensual desire and ill will. You haven't rooted them out yet. You just attenuated them. Means you reduce them. That's why you can have the three way of right conduct and sense restraint. Means you can't break your precept anymore. Then how can you have sensual desire and ill will? Because step 7, the three way of right conduct, will ensure that you will not be able to do it. That's why at least it will reduce or attenuate your sensual desire and your ill will. You will not be like normal people anymore. But the first stage of sainthood, Sotapan, can still get angry, can still have sensual desire and ill will and all that stuff. But of course, not so gross. But the second stage is very much more refined. Really. Not until you hit Anagamiship, after you have cultivated step 8, cultivating the four foundation of mindfulness. That's why it is stated in the sutta, after overcoming covetousness and grief, which is step 6 and 7 of Avijja Sutta, then only you're supposed to proceed to the four foundation of mindfulness. That's the reason why when you cultivate four foundation of mindfulness, you will realize at least anagami, if there is still some minor conceit or mana. Otherwise, you will realize arahantship straight away. Okay? So that covers that part of the sutta.